Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue in our study of the future of Islam. And this is once again Professor John Esposito's lecture, which he gave in Kentucky University in 2014. In his lecture, he told his audience that there is nothing wrong with Islam. Obviously, he's defending Islam without knowing Islam, as we have seen in our last broadcast when he talked about there's nothing wrong about women in Islam. He said, let's talk about them. About what? About women in Islam and women in the West. But he did not say anything about it. That was the end of it. So he is one of those who loves to speak in titles. No details, no information. Yes, some people think there is a problem with women in Islam. But what about women in the West? Well, let's talk about it. And then he moved on to something else. Why didn't he compare women in Islam and women in Christianity? And so on and on. And anyway, let's continue today with Professor Esposito. Lecture, as now he is going back to Park 51. That is, once again, Ground Zero Mosque. The Victory Mosque, Cordova Mosque, which was about to be built two blocks from Ground Zero. So without further ado, here he is, Professor Esposito.
So there we are with Park 51 and the fallout from Park 51. What does that reinforce when we talk about the future of Islam in America and in Europe? It makes us think about the issue of, is there a problem in Europe and America? A problem not with terrorists, because there is a problem with terrorism. We have that problem. But is there a problem with dealing with the religion of Islam and the vast majority of Muslims?
So obviously here, Professor Esposito is telling us there is a problem with terrorism in Europe and America. But if you ask him, can you be a little bit specific with me? What do you mean we have problem with terrorism? Are you talking about Muslim believers, terrorists, those who practice the command of Allah in the Quran, which we covered just in a previous broadcast in the same study here? That's when we read the words of Allah in Quran chapter 3, 151, Quran chapter 8, verse 12 and verse 60, Quran chapter 33, verses 26 and 27, Quran chapter 59, verses 2 and 13. No. When Professor Esposito tells you that we have a problem with terrorism, he's talking about Christian terrorists and Jewish terrorists and Muslim terrorists and all other people who have a radical and extreme view of their beliefs. And that's where we have a problem with Professor Esposito. He's trying to compare what Muslims do when they practice the teaching of Allah in the Quran to that what other people do, which does not fit with the teaching of whatever book or beliefs they hold to their religion. Trust me, my friend. Professor Esposito is a very smart man. He knows exactly what he's doing. Yes, in Europe and in America, we have a problem with terrorism. And this can be found in every religion and every belief. But he will tell you this is not an Islamic problem. And here is the correction. We do not judge religions or beliefs by what people say or do, but by what is written in their book. The ideology is what we count on. Therefore, there is no terrorism in Christianity as much as there is no terrorism in Judaism. But there is a problem with terrorism in Islam, because terrorism is a command of Allah in the Quran and in the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith. And this, by the way, will continue until the Muslims kill the last Jew and the last Christian, until Islam takes over the whole world. And then, guess what? We're going to have more terrorism. Why? Because then you're going to see Muslims killing other Muslims who disagree with them about Islam. So here is the last question Professor Esposito asked his audience. Is there a problem with dealing with the religion of Islam and the vast majority of Muslims? Wait a minute. Once again, oranges and apples. As we don't judge Islam by the minority or by the majority of those who claim to be Muslims, but we judge Islam by the ideology, the teachings of Allah, and the saying of Muhammad. So, do we have a problem with the religion of Islam? Yes, we have a big problem. Now, the vast majority of Muslims is not relevant, because believe it or not, you may have a very healthy person. The majority of his body is functioning very well, but he have a valve in the heart not functioning. And that person could die any second because of one small part of his body. Also, a lady who is very healthy and her body is so strong, except she have cancer in her breast. And if we don't fix the problem with the small amount of cancer which spreading in her breast, for sure she'll be dead in no time. Majority of Muslims is not the problem. Islam is the problem. So the problem is not how many Muslims are living good, but the problem is in Islam. Muslims who practice the teaching of Islam are savage, and they are true terrorists, and they are true Muslim believers, as Allah called them in the Quran, Muslim believers. Now, if Professor Esposito does not understand that because he's so ignorant of the topic of Islam and he's judging Islam by the vast majority of good Muslims, I'm sorry, this is foolishness. Well, let's move on with Professor Esposito concerning the future of Islam in America and in Europe. That is when he stated...
Well, again, if you look at events that are occurring. For example, I don't know how many of you know this, there was something on the internet about 3 days ago, which then got pulled, but now I've retrieved it, put out by a Christian pastor who runs a Christian group, in which he basically said, he was writing about ISIS, and he said, ISIS equals the religion of Islam. It's no different. It's like Franklin Graham saying, Islam is evil, okay? Okay. ISIS equals the religion of Islam. Muslims have always killed people through the centuries. The choices they always gave was conversion or killing. So what can we do? Well, we have two choices. Conversion, but it doesn't quite look like it, or killing them all. When accused of advocating genocide of 1.6 billion people, suddenly that piece got pulled. But the fact is, that kind of thing is out there. Now, can you imagine saying that about Jews? African Americans today? You might have been able to say stuff about African Americans and see it in the media when I was growing up, but editors today would not print certain kinds of things because they know they could be accused of being racist or anti-Semitic or even anti-Catholic, you know, etc.
So now Professor Esposito went online to give us this great example of how we're gonna fix the problem with Islam. And if it is on the internet, that means it is 100% true. Of course, that is a lie. So here we go. He said, that preacher or that Christian minister said, ISIS equals the religion of Islam. Whoa. Are you serious? Yes, indeed. You saw my doc said the same thing. I said that many times. And the proof of that is very simple. Why don't you watch some debates between ISIS members and the rest of the Muslims in the Middle East? Surprise, surprise. The people of the Middle East who are ignorant of Islam, when they debated the members of ISIS and they said to them, you're savage. ISIS members replied, how dare you call Muhammad a savage or call Allah's teaching a savage teaching? Wait a minute. Allah did not say that, Muhammad did not say that, and the members of ISIS show to the Muslim in names only, here's what we do, and here's what Allah said. Here's what we do, and here's what Muhammad said. And believe it or not, the Muslim believers of ISIS always win the debate. They are actually challenging anyone to show them one thing which ISIS does, which does not fit within the teaching of Islam. ISIS is true Muslim believers who are crossing every T and dotting every I, including when they kill other Muslims.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at Vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
I have the privilege of debating some Muslims who will tell me, if they are true Muslim believers, they should never kill other Muslims. I said, you're right. ISIS never killed any other Muslim believers. Do you know how many Muslims were killed by the hand of ISIS members? That's when I said, no, they were not Muslim believers. They were simply hypocrites. How do I know they're hypocrites? When you read the word of Allah in the Quran, Allah gives a Muslim two tests from which we can know if the people are true Muslim believers or hypocrites. Number one, ask them to come and join you to perform jihad to kill the infidels. And the hypocrites answered that question by saying, if we know how to engage in war, for sure we will join you. As for the second test, ask them to contribute, to financially aid the Muslim believers to perform jihad. And the hypocrite obviously will not support the true Muslim believers financially in their jihad. This is not my personal opinion. This is exactly what Allah stated in Quran chapter 3 and verse 167. That is when Allah said, and he might know the hypocrites, and it was said to them, come engage in war for the sake of Allah or contribute. They said, if we know how to engage in war, we would have followed you. They are closer on that day to infidelity than to faith. This is the reality of who are the hypocrites. So in simple words, all moderate Muslims who live in America or live in the West or even those who live in the Middle East, they're nothing but hypocrites. Now, what is the punishment for the hypocrites? Quran chapter 9 verse 73, where Allah said, O you prophet, perform jihad against the infidels and the hypocrites. Be harsh with them. So when ISIS killed the Muslim by names or the hypocrites, the Muslim world look at ISIS as if they are not true Muslim believers because they are killing other Muslims. But in reality, my friends, ISIS are true Muslim believers who are practicing Islam to the letter. They are true conservatives. They are true radicals. They are true extremes to the point that they are willing even to kill their own people if they choose infidelity over faith, if they choose to become a hypocrite instead of being true Muslim believers. This is Islam in a nutshell. So instead of Professor Esbesitu educating himself about the real picture of Islam and the real Muslims, those who are willing to die for Allah as ISIS members, no, he's mocking Christian ministers who said that ISIS equals Islam. Then Professor Esbesitu makes a nice shot at Pastor Franklin Graham. He didn't call him pastor, he didn't call him minister, he just called him Frank Graham, saying Islam is evil. Excuse me, if Islam is not evil, what is evil? Once again, when you hear the hogwash talk of Professor Esposito, you will come out of that lecture believing there's nothing wrong with Islam. The problem is not in Allah and Muhammad. The problem is not in the Quran and in the Hadith. The problem is in the Christian ministers like Graham. Or the problem is in Usama Dakdok. That's where we have the problem. But in reality, Islam is evil. And I would love, once again, to offer my challenge for Professor Esposito or any Muslim out there for a debate. Is Islam an evil cult? What a wonderful topic. We can learn from Allah's word, the Quran, and the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, and the Sunnah of Muhammad, how Muhammad practiced Allah's words of the Quran and his own words in the Hadith. You will find Islam to be nothing but an evil cult. Then Professor Esposito continued that some Christians said Muslims have always killed people through the centuries. Excuse me, what? You mean Muslims did not kill people? I am talking about the millions of people. Muhammad, the noble example, he said, I have been commanded to engage in war with people. You know how the word people spelled, Professor Esposito? Let me teach you an English word. It's spelled P-E-O-P-L-E, people. The prophet of Islam, Muhammad, was commanded by Allah to kill people. And Muslims draw the pages of the Quran in 79 verses, sir. I listened to you for one lecture after another, hours of teaching, and you forgot to mention the word of Allah in the Quran. You forgot to mention the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, and you're teaching nothing but hogwash Islam. Throughout the Quran, Allah commanded the Muslim believers to engage in war with people. P-E-O-P-L-E. So this is the reality of Islam. That's how Islam started, and that's how Islam survived the last 1400 years, and that's how Islam will continue. Oh, I love the next one here. When he said, the two choices always given were conversion or killing. Do you know what you're saying now, Professor Esposito? You're quoting for us the words of Allah in the Quran. And let me read it to you from Quran chapter 9 verse 5, which is famous by the title, the verse of the sword, sir. Not the verse of the flower or the olive branches, but the verse of the sword, which goes like this. So when the forbidden months are past, so kill the polytheists wherever you find them, and take them as captives, and besiege them, and lay wait for them with every kind of ambush. So if they repent, convert Islam, and perform the prayers, bring the legal arms, so leave the way free. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. Hello, Professor Esposito. Here's the two choices, to be killed or to become a Muslim. Obviously, that is for men. Women and children will be raped by the Muslim victorious to raise a new Muslim generation. So I don't know what Professor Esposito knows about Islam to continue to defend Islam and mock Christians when they teach what is written in the pages of the Quran and in the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith. So now what is the solution? Because the Christian gentleman who wrote this material online about the problem of Islam, he said, so what can we do? And the two choices were conversion or kill them all. Obviously, he figured out that we cannot bring conversion to the Muslim people because there are 1.6 billion at the time when this article was written. Believe it or not, right now there are 1.8 billion. We cannot convert them and we cannot kill them because they are a huge number. Now, I'm not sure that this is a true story which Professor Esposito is telling us about a Christian who wrote such material. If it was written by a Christian minister, we have to say he is not a Christian at all. Or if this is something made up by Professor Esposito, then that's a different story. Because we don't believe that our war against Islam is a physical war. It is a spiritual warfare. It is the fight against the devil, Allah, Satan, and the teaching of Islam. And this war will never be won with bullets or swords, but it's a spiritual warfare, and it can only be won by the true word of God, conversion. But finally, Professor Esposito made this astonishing statement. Can you imagine saying that thing about the Jews, African American today? Excuse me. Once again, comparing oranges not to apples but to eggs, because He's not even making any sense. What can you say about the Jews? Do the Jewish people perform jihad for the sake of Allah and engage in war for the sake of Allah to force people to become Jews? This never happened in the past, and it's not happening now, and I promise you, it will not happen in the near future. Now, are African Americans today forcing people through jihad and war to make them black Americans? I mean, what a foolish logic. How do you compare the teaching of Islam, which is a savage cult, to the Jews, or to African Americans, or to the Catholic, as he said himself? What does one thing have to do with the other? The only people group in the world today who love to die for the sake of Allah while killing other infidels, non-Muslim believers, are the Muslims. The problem is in Islam, sir, not in the Jewish people, not in the black people, not in the Catholic people. You cannot mix eggs and oranges and compare them to each other. Professor Esposito said, if we write about the Catholic or the African or the Jewish people, we're going to be called racist. We're going to be called anti-Semitic. But once again, my friends, if you are telling me any truth about anybody, I will not call you by any name. And at the same time, when we speak the truth about how savage Islam is, quoting the words of Allah in the Quran and the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith and the history of Islam of 1400 years and what Muslims are doing right now in the world, Professor Esposito will call us anti-Muslim, he will call us racist, and he will call us Islamophobe. This is the problem of ignorant people like Professor Esposito. And to continue our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.